Think a minute. Michael Jordan is considered by most to be the greatest basketball player ever. His coach, Phil Jackson, said he knew he could not teach Jordan anything on improving his playing skills, but Jackson could help Jordan improve his leadership skills. So Jackson worked on teaching Jordan to lead his teammates to become their best. And their team, the Chicago Bulls, became one of history's greatest basketball teams. Great artists become great because they spend years improving their abilities. Many centuries ago, a young Greek artist named Timanthus studied under a master teacher. After several years of daily labor, young Timanthus painted a beautiful work of art. He was so proud of his painting, he spent days just looking at it. One morning, he arrived to find his prized work totally blotted out with paint. Timanthus was shocked when his teacher admitted he had destroyed the painting. His teacher said, "I did it for your own good and future success. That painting was stopping your progress. Now start a new painting and see if you can do better." Fortunately, Timanthus took his teacher's advice and went on to paint what today is regarded as one of the greatest paintings from that time in history, the Sacrifice of Iphigenia. The legendary musician Pablo Casals was celebrating his 95th birthday, and a reporter asked him, "Mr. Casals, why do you still practice 6 hours a day when you're 95 years old and the greatest cello player who ever lived?" Casals answered, "Because I'm still making progress." You see, the only exciting way to live and not get bored is to keep learning throughout your lifetime, since you're always a work in progress. A wise man said, "No one can be happy and feel good about themselves if they only do enough to survive. There's always room for improvement, but it's completely up to us whether or not we keep improving. In fact, with God in control, our possibilities are unlimited. If you'll put your heart and life in His hands, Jesus can help you with His power day by day to keep improving your character and way of living so you can become all He created you to be. Just think a minute." If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.